Amen and amen. Okay, Deacon Albert, Elder Irma.
God bless you, Elder Irma. I just hear God saying your service has been so deeply appreciated, and your service has really been smiling upon you in reference to your service to this ministry. And I just saw a vision. I saw you at a checkpoint at an airport. I hear God saying this travel, international travel. I don't know if you have a desire to travel internationally, but it's like your voice. People are going to begin to want and desire to hear the words of the Lord that's coming forth out of you. And it's like it's going to be for a season. And it's also going to bring forth pleasure to you as well. But I just see you traveling. It's going to bless you. And it's going to bless the people that God is going to take you or bring you to. And it's a time of elevation. God is raising you up, taking you to the next level, taking you higher and higher. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Elder Irma. I hear the word of the Lord saying that he's lifting you up in this season. God is saying for you to fret not. God is saying that he's working all things out for your good. And I hear God saying that there's something new that's going to come to you. And God is saying for you to be open in this season. And God is saying for you to allow him to move you the way he desires to move you. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Elder Irma. I hear the word of the Lord say to you today, cookbook. Father God says begin to bring the family together, have them send in their favorite recipes or just recipes. Father God says produce the family cookbook. But Father God says this will be an additional area of income as well as an additional area of enjoyment. And that's the word of the Lord.
Amen and amen. And no, Elder Irma, the Lord says prepare because he's taking you into some new horizons. And you're going to begin to see, okay. Now, I don't know why I'm hearing university. And I don't know what that's all about surrounding university or new semester. I don't know what that's all about. You'll see it as it begins to unfold. You're going to begin to find that you're going to benefit in this season because I'm seeing good fortune around you. I want you to circle the 10th of this month as well because it seems like God is going to do something in the area of communication, but I'm seeing good fortune around you. Maybe even something that's around real estate or something surrounding the home matters is going to really benefit you around the 10th of this month. I'm also hearing the Lord say unto me, woman of God, that you're going to begin to come into a season. The Lord says bumper crop. Okay, I just heard that crop, bumper crop. And it seems like you're going to come into a season where you're going to reap some things of that you've sown or things that you've done in times past. For the Lord says prepare for a season of growth. Prepare for a season because you planted much and now you're about to reap much. God is shifting some things in this season because God says the blessings are about to show up. Seems like the 10th is going to be significant for you and it's going to benefit you in a great way because I'm hearing the Lord says answers to things are going to be revealed on that day. For the Lord says favor and favor shall be your portion and you're going to see financial increase and that is the word of the Lord. Elder Irma, God is just smiling on you. I just saw God's hand just smiling on you. I saw God's hand reaching down and I saw I saw this beautiful little girl with this little face, and it's like I'm seeing Elder Irma.
Yes.
Full of joy. So inquisitive. Such a mommy's helper.
Yes.
And it's like God's going to return you to some of those days of that youthfulness. And so what I'm hearing him say, he's going to strengthen your body. He's going to strengthen your bones and your body. I just see God doing that. And it's like God is saying, come and play and sit on my lap because I'm going to make you the apple of my eye, Elder.
Hallelujah.
Come and play with me. Come and play. He says, come and play with me.
Yeah.
He said, don't be so serious. Just come and play with me.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Come and play with me.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I just see this little girl just pointing her finger. Mom, why we can't do that? We should be able to go over here. We can do that. I just see you pointing your finger. God says, just start pointing stuff out,
yeah.
And I'll give it to you.